Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Kuf Gimel. Two Mishnayos on our daf relate to the same theme of the rules governing Kohanim's eligibility to perform the service in the Beis Hamikdash when they have certain blemish or a defect precluding them from being halachically eligible to perform their duties in the Beis Hamikdash. So the first Mishnah, Amud Aleph, discussed when a Kohen has a wart, which the removal of which would involve a rabbinic prohibition, removing this on Shabbos. So the question would be, we want the Kohen to be able to do his job. Would the Kohen be allowed to remove the wart on Shabbos? So the Mishnah says the removal is permissible. And the reason is because when we deal with the Beis HaMikdash, when we deal with the situation of the Beis HaMikdash, the rabbinic prohibitions are lifted based on a principle that we call in Halacha, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. These rabbinic prohibitions are lifted when it comes to the Avoda, which trumps and goes more value to be able to perform this, and anything that we need to do in preparation for that, if it involves violating rabbinic prohibition, it is permitted. So this principle is actually rooted in the teaching of Abaye near the end of Amud Aleph, where he differentiates between regular people and Kohanim. He says, use the language, Kohanim's reason hain. He says there's something special and unique about the Kohanim. Rashi explains this is because the Kohanim were learned. They were shalamdu hilchos kodesh, Rashi says. They're knowledgeable in the areas of the laws of Kedusha and Beis HaMikdash, of course, and they served, of course, also as the teachers. Based on this knowledge and understanding and background education, they were also numerous, and they could remind each other to be careful. Therefore, we lift rabbinic prohibitions, such as the removal of a wart, or in the second Mishnah, which comes in Amud Beis, for a Kohen with a finger injury, in order for him to be able to do the Avodah, says the Mishnah, he could wrap the injury with a reed using this plant. This is commonly used as a bandage. And again, here we're talking a different rabbinic prohibition of medical treatment, which is generally rabbinically prohibited on Shabbos, connected to the prohibition of grinding on Shabbos, as we spoke a number of times back in Masechah Shabbos, but it's lifted in the Beis HaMikdash. This allowance is lifted in the Beis HaMikdash to enable the service to be done properly. So this too is rooted in Kohanim's reasoning. Kohanim are vigilant. We're not worried that by allowing them to violate a rabbinic prohibition that they're going to come to do a Torah prohibition. So that's Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. We allow them to do this. Comes the Kesef Mishnah and Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Paraches, it's Parak, and he says that the source for Ein Shvus B'Mikdash comes from our Gemara, comes from our Daf, this teaching that Abaye says, Kohanim's Rizim Heim. So there should be a Musar here for us. Without, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We have a Voda, though. We have a Voda's Hashem. We have our relationship with Hashem, relationship with others. We have our shuls, we have our communities, and we have our homes as well. Each reflecting the Beis HaMikdash in different ways. We too should learn to be zaris, to be cautious, to be vigilant, like the Kohanim who were doing their avoda. We should be vigilant in our avoda, both with Hashem and with others, with Zrizah. So now a point of halacha, the Rambam in his Perush and Mishnah, his commentary in the Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Amud Beis, says this bandage that the Kohanim put on, it's permissible so long as it doesn't form a chatzitza, a division between the Kohen's hand and the bowl or knife during the avoda. So Moshe Feinstein, Nirgos Moshe Yerodea, Chelik Beis, Simen Tezayin, responds to the question of Rechezkel Grubner. He asks, why the Rambam said this point about the knife, since we know Shechita, slaughtering, ritual slaughtering, can be permitted by a non-Kohen. It's permissible by a non-Kohen. So it shouldn't be an issue of having a division between the knife and the hand of the person who's doing the slaughtering. So he said, Reb Grubner wanted to say that maybe it was an issue of aesthetics. It's a bizayon. It's not nice for someone to have somebody wrapped around the ham while they're doing the shechita. It's not a chatzitzish. It's not a halachic division, but it's more aesthetics. It doesn't look nice. But Rav Moshe rejected this and explained that it's not a question of aesthetics, not a question of this, that it's bizayon to the mitzvah of the shechita at all. He says, the whole point of the Mishnah is to tell me the whole purpose of the bandage was to hide the wound. So that's not the issue. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, really is the issue of chatzitza, but the answer for the Rambam will be that it seems when you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam wrote in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, which he wrote after the Perush Mishnayos, and very often what the Rambam wrote in Mishnah Torah, it is more authoritative than what he wrote in the Perush Mishnayos, and he actually corrects it over there. He doesn't mention the knife as having any issue in terms of chatzitza.